T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Knick loss Saturday night was brutal on many, many levels. And I think that the Devontae Graham shot is going to get most of the attention, as Frank was just a split second
right
late.
There. He was right on him.
Yeah, he was trying to battle through his screen, and he was just a split second late, almost got a piece of that basketball. And Devontae Graham, who was great all night from three, hit 9 three-pointers in this game, hits the dagger to put Charlotte up by a point. But there's other reasons why this was a brutal loss. First of all, they stopped playing defense after they built a big lead in the third quarter. And then this head coach, which I don't think he's explained with any sensible reason, when the Knicks had 2 seconds left after Graham hit the three, and he's got a chance to draw up a game-winning play, doesn't have R.J. Barrett on the floor. R.J. Barrett had 22 points in this game. R.J. Barrett was the Knicks' best player. You could argue Mitchell Robinson before he had the ankle issue, but R.J. Barrett was their best player on the floor last night or Saturday night. Joe, he's not on the floor in the final 2 seconds, and instead, Wayne Ellington, who had not played a second of this basketball game, not a second, is out on the floor. Mm. This is a part of why, yes, they're not very good. Yes, the roster isn't the best. You could say all those things. There is no way to explain how in the final seconds of this game, not only should the play be drawn up for R.J. Barrett, Joe, not Julius Randle, who did not have his best night, but he's not on the floor. And Wayne Ellington, who got his only 2 seconds of game action, was inexcusable by this head coach. Inexcusable. And they lose a game you can't lose. The Charlotte Hornets are not a good basketball team. You can't lose to them at home, especially when you build a third-quarter lead the way you did. Brutal loss by the Knicks on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, look, get used to it.
I think people are.
It's like, get you know, you're anesthetized to it. That's why I'm watching Baylor, Oklahoma. I had to be very honest with you.
I understand. I totally get. Meanwhile, on Saturday, the Islanders are down 3 goals in the third period. They come back steal one against the Flyers. I think it's 13 out of 14 now they've won,
yeah,
and they're getting points basically every single
game.
Night.
But they've got, even with the even points in the game they lost.
Yeah,
too.
The overtime loss to Pittsburgh.
The Rangers had a good win, too, against the Panthers over the weekend as well, after they got destroyed by Tampa.
The Rangers, they lost to Florida.
That's what I'm
talking about. Lost to the Panthers. They lost
to the final score that game.
4-3.
4-3, that's right.
Yeah.
Why did I think they won that game? I know they got killed by Tampa.
Because they didn't give up 9 goals.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Right.
I've lost, by the way, on a very, very much a side note.
My bad.
Totally okay. Related to that game, my nephew, my sister's son. My sister's really trying to make him a Jet. They live in Florida.
Right.
Trying to make him a Jet fan. Trying to make him a Met fan. Trying to make him a Net fan. And so far, she's succeeded in all of that. But she has lost him to the Florida Panthers. So
all right,
I was like, that's okay, man.
How are you going to do?
That's okay, sis. That's fine. So if that's the one Florida team that he's going to root
for. They're there. I mean, I'm sure they're on local TV all the time.
Yeah, and he likes going to these games.
Yeah, there you go.
3-year-old, he's drawn in by the hockey.
There you go.
And a nice win for Seton Hall yesterday, bouncing back from the Michigan State loss. They were at St. Louis.
St. Louis, right?
Yeah, nice win for them. And the Nets on Saturday night, look, they ended up having a salvageable road trip because they went 2-3. Yes, they won the opener.
Right, and the closer.
And the closer, they did it without Kyrie Irving. Yep. Dinwiddie stepped up. Joe Harris stepped up. They made plays down the stretch. It was a very gritty victory by the Nets. Now they got to be smart with Kyrie. This shoulder impingement, I wouldn't, personally. I would not. Now, they've got a bunch of games at home coming up. They play the Pacers tonight, who they lost to in Brooklyn earlier this season. They play Charlotte on Wednesday. Put a guy on Devontae Graham. Maybe the Nets will learn. And they play Sacramento on Friday before they play the Knicks on Sunday. So it's a part of the schedule where even without Kyrie.
Indiana home tonight. Sacramento when?
Charlotte Wednesday, Sacramento Friday.
Charlotte home or away?
All at home. It's a 3-game homestand.
Home,
yep, all in Brooklyn. I'll go to a couple of them. I'm going tonight, going Wednesday, Friday
the Knicks
off.
Game's in the Garden, though, right?
That's on a Sunday, which is just.
What time is that game?
6 o'clock. It's not terrible, but you have Patriots Cowboys at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, I'm not going to that game.
No.
And
no,
I, you
I'll be
know
watching
me.
Patriots Cowboys.
No, I get
be,
it.
I got to be honest.
I totally understand
both,
that.
Both the Jets and the Giants again ridiculously Ugh. Playing at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is what it is.
I hate
I think
that.
I'm gonna go. I think I'm going to this
to the Jets.
Yeah, Jet Raiders. I think so.
Yeah, why not?
I feel a little. You know, why not? Let me see him against a real team and let's see what happens.
Yes.
You know, hey, I'll be sitting there and like I'm in a black hole.
There will be. I don't know if it'll be that bad. You think it'll be that bad?
Probably not. Probably a lot of Jet fans, you know, saying, "Okay, we won a couple games in a row. Let me go to this game." You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
I mean, I would. I don't know. I mean, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's a game, you know, like.
But
I mean,
you're not. You're not wearing a black bag to this game. A black bag. I'm thinking of the black hole. You're not wearing a paper bag to this game.
I don't know what jersey I'll wear. I had John Riggins on yesterday for obvious reasons.
Yeah, well, because of the connection of the Redskins.
Right.
That makes sense. I like
and
that.
And it worked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't name it to the Raider game because of the connection with all the battles Namath had over the years with Oakland.
That's not a bad idea.
Broke his jaw, beat him in a championship game, got the Heidi game, all of that.
How many wins in a row before you start dreaming like Darnold is about the playoffs?
No, there's no playoff shot.
Not never.
No. They will not
there
make
it. There will never be.
They got no chance.
Well, I know
even
that.
Even if they ran the table, they're not making it.
No, I actually agree with that. That's a fair point.
They're not making it. I'm not even thinking about it because, number one, there's no way to beat the Ravens. They got no shot in that game in Baltimore on a Thursday night. They will not win that game. So I'm not, you know, even so that's a loss
right
they
there. Would need to run the table and get help to make the playoffs. That's very unlikely.
Right now, I just want to see them go on a run here. I want to see the continued improvement of the quarterback, the continued improvement overall of the team, more of what we've seen from Jamal Adams. And I told you, if they finish 7-9 at the end of the I would say, okay, you know what? Maybe we got something going forward. That's how I would look at it.
If they lose the rest of their games, but they beat Cincy and Miami, okay, the two teams that you look at and say.
That's a big deal.
Well, big deal. I'm saying Gase is definitely back.
He's coming back.
Well, look.
But I wouldn't feel as good as I'd feel if they beat, let's say they beat the Raiders and, dare I say, beat Pittsburgh at home.
I get that the owner said, Christopher Johnson already said Gase is coming back, but things can change.
Let me say this. If they finish 3-13, now how are you bringing this guy back?
Well, that's my point. That's why.
No, that's a different story.
Things could change. But I think even if they just win those
that's
two,
not enough.
That's a 5-win year. That's going to be enough.
That's not enough.
But it's not enough for you
not
or
enough
me,
for me.
It's enough.
No, just beating two bad teams is not enough. I got to see more. I got to see him, like I said, beat Oakland. Let me see them beat the Raiders. Let me see them actually have like a serious winning streak.
Yes.
You know, win 5-6 games in a row.
No, I get you on that.
Let me see them win out going into Baltimore.
Yes.
Because that would mean that they beat the Raiders and they beat Cincinnati and Miami and then they play Baltimore. If they have a 5-game winning streak going into
that'd
game,
be something.
Then I'll feel pretty good.
That'd be something.
Even though I know they got no shot against Baltimore.
Yeah, no.
I would feel good.
I mean, the Ravens right now. No, I don't know if anybody's got a shot against them.
That game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.